Yarr! The three cuckoos are part of the Pod Gods Network.
Hello, I am Robert Dodsworth. This is Mr. Mark Ibbotson.
Hello.
And this is Timothy Newsome Ward. And this is the Three Cuckoos Podcast.
Hello.
Three cuckoos, welcome to the show. Rob can't hear in stereo because he's deaf one ear. Give his tips from Sarah Milligan. My drink's a weak black child whilst he's prostrate with sciatica. He's a grumpy angry man. He's scared of dwarves and clowns. Tim, Tim, the techno geek. He likes to dance with Star Wars freaks. He likes to share facts. He's not as angry as Mac. And both his ears work. Three Cuckoos Podcast. Three Cuckoos Podcast. Three Cuckoos Podcast. It's a big fat Yorkshire podcast. Three Cuckoos.
Fuck you, Tim!
Hurrah.
Did you not say it?
Hurrah.
This is Tim Newsome Ward. Fuck you!
Did you not say all?
No, he didn't. He didn't give him
no
chance.
Idea. I like that. It's a new streamlined intro.
Because he had a big smile on his face. He was ready then.
He ready to go.
He just shot him down.
It's because you go...
Yeah, hello. We didn't have time.
You didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, it's like this comedy, comedy break.
Nothing.
Sorry. Do you want me to go again?
No, it's good as that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I like it like that.
Make it a feature. No. Yeah. Just keep asking Tim questions and just carry on
just talking.
Just carry on talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. No, it's fine.
Worst podcast host
Word
ever.
Worst podcast ever. You've blown me now. I've no idea.
What have you done this week?
Hello. welcome to this week's show. What have I done this week?
Yeah, man.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
No, do you know what? Work's been mega, mega busy.
Yeah,
but now I've got some time off now. Obviously, it's Easter.
Yeah, man. Long weekend.
But it's been my little fella's birthday as well.
Woo! So, birthday to you. Oh, yeah.
How old is he?
Yeah, he's three.
Three.
He's,
Jesus Christ.
He's three. So, yeah, it was wicked. So we've had parties for him and stuff and soft play. You know, you're allowed in when you kid's that old.
Soft
yeah.
play.
You're allowed in. So that's what I go. Oh, Marcus, Dad. Oh, Marcus.
Filth bag.
You disgrace.
In the gutter.
You're a disgrace. So yeah, it's been fun. Some parents don't like soft play. They don't do it.
What is soft play for the, for the listeners?
There's probably two different kinds.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's where you go into one of these children's play centres.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So obviously... They usually say if you're over a certain height, you're not going in. But if your children... but if you've usually hired it out for a party and yeah. you're the only people in there, you're usually just able to go in as
there's
an adult.
No, there's no rough surfaces or sharp corners. Everything's covered in padding.
And balls.
No, but if you come down the slide with no sleeves, you're probably going to take the skin off your arms.
Yeah, I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a fucking soft player without a ball pull.
No, it ain't.
Fuck that.
But the one where we went is that the areas are a little bit... hard to get into.
The best
if
one
you are 6'6"
is in Farsley or Pudsey. Brilliant.
Which one's that?
I can't remember what it's called, but it's really good.
I'll know it.
Oh, will you?
Yeah,
it's like really good. It's
yeah. Really good. Well, there used to be one in a place called Esholt, which is near where we are, and it was owned. It was on this farm, and it was in this massive barn called Farmer James's. Right?
Oh yeah,
it's not there
that.
Anymore.
Yeah.
They used to have a death slide.
In it, it was a death slide. It was
but
awesome.
The adults were allowed in there. Yeah. Full stop.
Is that gone?
You could rock up as adults and
yeah,
just go
it's
in
a
anyway.
Pub now, yeah,
yeah, it's gone now. Apparently. Wow. I don't know why. I think the farm's still there. We just don't do the play barn thing anymore. But the death slide, you would sit at the top of that going, I ain't going down. Oh, kids are just launching off. Yeah, I've taken skin off my arms.
I've been down there.
Yeah,
I have. That death slide.
I think
it was good. I used to get Jesse on my knee and just chuck ourselves off. We thought we were ace. It would be we.
Jesse had pinned
a picture. Really good. So, yeah, there's always usually me first in and then my father-in-law, he's second and he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then obviously Auntie Mel, she came in.
Yeah.
So we were doing like slide races.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, it was cool. It was good.
That sounds like
when you're wearing jeans, you don't go very fast.
No. And you need like slicks on
there. You just one of them.
Yeah.
you need like silk down. Not that bad.
But when you come down, you're like, your trousers are up to your knee.
Some parent is too fat to get on a slide. To inch the way down it.
Someone's just got to come and jar them out.
I'm stuck.
So yeah, I think I like smacked my back on something and then got attacked by like loads of kids. It was loads of fun. Really good.
Oh, that sounds wicked. But you're knackered at the end of
it. Good. Yeah, I was. Yeah, he was.
Oh yeah,
little finster.
Slept all night.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, man? What have you been doing this week?
I'm mega busy with work, isn't it? Went to a place called DIY Kitchens on Monday. Where you go...
The word there is DIY.
Yeah, well, you go... You basically build your own kitchen. It's pretty cool.
There's, what, there?
Well, you get to bring it up? Yeah, you're pretty much... There's all the pieces there.
Is it like a soft play area for adults?
Pretty though? Much. But the basically
just give you,
like, let you go
cupboard
in.
Cupboard doors, some fucking nails. Is it... Was it IKEA, Tim?
No.
No.
It's in somewhere near... It's actually in Pontefract.
Well.
So it was quite a drive.
Did bloody you bring hell. Some
a good
licorice
hour.
Back?
No.
Pontefract cakes.
Cakes, yeah.
Should have brought them back, yeah. It was in the middle of nowhere. There was like an industrial estate.
Don't you like licorice?
Don't like licorice. Do I never have.
Oh, I love a licorice.
Do you remember those things that you used to get when you were a kid and it was like a sherbet fountain that way?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the way to get the sherbet
the orange
out
and yellow
was to lick the licorice, dip it in,
yeah.
And lick it off. And I used to eat the sherbet and then just lob the licorice.
They're now made of like hard plastic.
What?
You know, they used to be made of paper.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
And it'd all go soggy really? And just disintegrate.
It's all made of hard plastic now.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Probably cheaper.
Just out of interest.
Yeah, so I went there on Monday, spent pretty much all day there Monday.
Yeah.
Christ, that's boring.
It was pretty good because they don't press, you go in, there's one guy there and he just says, just go look around, do what you want to do, have a coffee, there's free coffee and biscuits, it's brilliant.
So Ab spent the next 5 hours
yeah, so I
building
telly.
A kitchen while he was watching telly eating biscuits.
Pretty much.
I like it being at home.
Yeah, so...
More ginger nuts, damn it.
Bring them here. Yeah, so that was good actually because we got to sort of...
You there, man! I've no custard creams! Get them!
Yeah, they didn't have any custard creams actually. They just had like...
Labs is like sweating over a solid oak work.
Can you help me with this, love?
In a minute!
It's my creams! Yeah, so you get to see all the bits because you basically build it online and they build it and ship you it. It's built.
Right.
So you can go and see what all the finishes are like and what colour you... Because it's all custom colours and stuff, so...
Yeah, so all measured.
All measured, yeah. So yeah, because we've got it all measured, we know what we want. So yeah. We just went and picked everything out. But there's different styles, so we just wanted to see what they actually look like. Did that. Came home, and that's pretty much...
This is going to be more stressful.
The highlight of my... and then today I've been out doing more kitchen stuff.
This is going to be more stressful than actually buying the house is building this kitchen.
What is it? I had soup for my tea.
Soup?
Thai chicken soup.
Oh, right, okay.
It was very nice.
Sexed up soup.
Yeah, with some big chunky bread.
What did you have, Rob? Was it something involving chips?
No, I had a curry tonight from Patek's.
Living the dream.
It was Patek, yes. I don't know what was better, actually. The little mini garlic and coriander naans, which I'll feel in the morning. or the little bajis that I had some mango chutney with.
Ooh.
As well.
Well, I like a mango chutney.
Yeah, it as well. It was wicked.
We'll have to go out for a curry soon, I.
Yeah.
It was banging.
I keep saying this, but you seem just so disorganised.
You two fuckers just don't.
Bollocks! It's fucking you two, you crap!
I organised all the other week, went out.
I'll tell you where we can go as well.
Go on.
Go on.
I know it.
We'll go to that one that used to be Little Chef.
Oh, Little Thief.
On the way into Ilkley, because fuck it, yeah, Little Thief.
Oh, yeah, not really.
Because it's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good there.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we'll take the
Graham's
women.
It's Graham's. Graham's curry.
No, I don't think it's called Graham's.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Barry's
it's
curry.
Called
Barry's. That's it.
It's Barry's, isn't it? Barry's curry. Come in. Sit yourself down.
So yeah, it was a blinding tea.
Good.
If you didn't have kids knocking on the door, is she playing out? Try to eat me fucking curry.
Should have a kid flat.
I had curry for my tea. That's what they said. I've had a curry for
what
my tea.
What did you have for your tea?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh,
nice.
That was a good
I had that last night.
It's good.
Yeah.
Real good.
So what about you? What have you done this week?
Not a lot, really.
Have you been off again?
I know. Not this week. Been working this week.
Yeah.
Had a bit of an incident over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
I'll
did you forget your safe word?
Did you shart?
I'll tell you the story.
Did you shart in Sainsbury's?
Settle down.
So, on Friday night... Why are you laughing?
Sorry. Just cause him.
On Friday night, I was just, you know, whatever. Watching telly.
Yeah.
Watching, you know, a bit of this, few games.
Casually.
Went to bed about 1 o'clock. Woke up about 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday to, like, movement in the flat.
Right.
And I thought, in my haze of just waking up, I thought, oh, it's just Catherine fucking
last,
going
yeah.
to work.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go back to sleep. Close my eyes. Hang on a minute. It's Saturday. You don't work weekends.
Yeah.
There's someone in the flat.
Shit.
And then the bedroom door opened.
Shit.
And someone walked in.
Shit.
And then walked out again. And then came back in again.
Right.
And started walking around the bedroom. And then proceeded to take the covers off. And like...
Were you stalkers?
Was like... pajama bottoms on. And then like was peering at me. It was this bloke, because we live in a flat, right?
What?
I told you you'd flip,
right?
Because we live in a flat, it's internal flat, so it's got an external door.
Yeah,
we never used to lock the door to our flat because there's one on the outside, there's no point.
Right
So this bloke must somewhere between 1 in the morning when I went to bed and 6 in the morning came into the flat drunk,
right,
so went to sleep on the sofa,
had no idea where he was,
must have woke up, had no idea where he was, and started walking around the flat. Catherine then woke up because he sat on the edge of the bed and
what?
Started talking to me.
What? Were you quite calm, or were you fucking
I was totally calm.
You asking to put kettle?
I was like, what are you doing in my flat? And Catherine were like, who the fuck are you? Get out of the flat. And he was like sat there going, I don't know what's going on. He was fucking arsehole.
So good to be with
Jesus Christ.
Coiled within each other at the
it was
time.
Fucking hilarious.
What was it?
What was he called?
I don't know.
So what happened? Did he just go in the
We just took him out.
It's time
do you live here? No. Do you know someone who lives here? Maybe. Where am I? St. Andrew's Manor. Oh, my mum lives there. All right. What number? 10. Come on then, I'll set you up.
All right.
Okay.
What, and he just lived upstairs?
Were he a young lad or were he an old lad?
Probably about my age. His mum lived 2 floors up. But it was just like, I woke up and there was just this bloke walking in out of the bedroom. Yeah. And then came and sat on edge at bed.
No, there's a video on YouTube that's pretty much exactly the same. Weird. This guy gets up in the morning and there's a guy on his settee. So obviously he gets his camera out and just goes, excuse me, mate, do you want to tell me why you're in my house? And he just literally gets up and goes, sorry, and just wanders off. And he's just an arsehole.
Might be the same guy.
He's a serial weirdo.
So are you going to start locking your door then?
Yeah, we have done. Yeah. It was so surreal.
Yeah.
That is surreal.
Yeah. That is bizarre. There's another word for it.
Imagine just waking up and there's just someone stood there peering over you.
But that's weird. I mean, it could have been worse. He could have actually like mistaken your bedroom for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Pissed all over you.
Or got into bed with you.
That might not be so bad. Oh, you're a bigger boy than I remember.
So yeah, that was a bit weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then we had football on Sunday and we won 9-2.
Oh. Whoa.
Up the galaxy.
Yeah. 9-2 as well.
9-2, yeah.
That must have been a blinding
storming
game.
Yeah.
That was good.
We've got a week off this weekend for Easter.
Nice.
Second in the league next week.
Big fixtures.
Come thick and fast this time of year.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's it. Just watch telly.
I've hardly watched anything this week. It's so busy.
We've been watching a lot of films, me and my little girl.
Nice.
Because if Andrew goes out, obviously we have a film night. I've said this before. And
oh, good.
I said to her, we've never seen. I've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy. Never.
Oh, it's wicked.
So we got it in full 3D as well.
I thought it were good.
We got it in full 3D.
Long.
Oh, nice.
And it was the bollocks. I just thought it was ace from start to finish.
Brilliant. I did.
I thought it was really, really good fun.
Was the 3D good?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I would go as far as to say I don't think I've ever enjoyed a 3D movie.
As much as that. Brilliant. I've not
seen
it in 3D.
I think that might have been a lot of it, actually. But because the 3D was so cool, I loved it so much.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was wicked.
It was too long. I lost interest in it.
Who was Karen Gillan in the film? You know, from Doctor Who?
She plays the woman on the other side.
She play Zoe Saldana's sister?
I think,
the one that's like a robot. She's all blue.
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus,
yeah,
just couldn't tell it were her. It came up at the end credits, and I was like, "What? Who was she?"
I thought it was really good.
It was ace.
If you're into the sort of comic sort of fantasy,
it was kind of everything that you want from Marvel. You know, it was fun. It was comic booky. It was
that's what you get from Marvel. I think.
Action,
not for me.
It was cool. Yeah, it was good.
It was all right, but it was just so fucking long.
And then we watched Box Trolls. Do you know what? They've put loads of effort into it. And the story's quite cool. But everybody's so ugly.
Mm.
Jesus. It's animated, but it's meant to be like that. That kind of everybody's like, whoa.
Was it like an animated version of Prisoner Cell Block H?
No.
Because they were pretty ugly, them women.
They were box trolls, were they?
Yeah.
that's what inspired
theme
box trolls.
The theme tune for that was... The theme tune was ace.
Used to give me roses. They used to play this... There's a radio station around us called Stray FM.
Stray.
Years ago, when me and Tim were kids, they used to do this thing, and it was horribly named. It was called the Sticky Bit, right?
Ah, yeah.
Nice.
And they literally played 1 second of a song and looped it, right? Yeah. And me and him were in his bedroom having, like, us midnight feast or whatever, and we stuck the radio on, and this thing
pickles,
was on.
Cheese.
And he says to me, that's the theme tune to Blizzness of Block H, right? And we're all laughing. God, can you imagine if it is? This guy rings up, and he goes... That's the theme tune to Prisoner Cell Block H, and it was. And we just fell about. We couldn't believe it, could we?
Jesus, yeah. On the outside. That's
we used to ring in sometimes.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We used to ring in.
That's like 25 years ago.
I thanks, Jesus.
At least.
Was it? Jesus, it was as well. Fuck.
That was early 90s, like.
Fucking hell. Man, 98
or 91.
That.
Prisoner Cell Block H, yeah. Used to be a bit of a cult thing, didn't
massive
it?
Massive cult.
I remember
thing,
it being on like on a night.
Yeah, at school. Yeah. I used to watch it sometimes.
Yeah, because we used to come to school and talk about it.
Because
yeah.
I think there was a thing on after it called The Searcher, and it was like a spoof comedy thing of this bounty hunter.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
And it was really
like
funny.
The Equalizer. Mm.
It was like something like that, but he was shit
never,
at what he did.
I've never even watched The Equalizer.
Never? Oh, you should watch it. Never. Well, it's probably dated a bit now.
I bet the new film's pretty good, though.
Edward Woodward.
It's all right. It's all right.
With Denzel.
I've seen it.
It's meant to be all right.
Yeah, it's quite good, yeah.
Yeah, apparently yeah. So, yeah.
So...
He's pretty good, isn't it, is Denzel? Where are you going to get it? I like Denzel. I love a bit of Denzel.
Yeah. We have to talk about the Walking Dead season finale.
Oh, is it finished?
Yeah.
Has it? Oh, yeah. Go on then, yeah. Took in.
It was balls to the wall, man. It was good, wasn't it?
Any deaths?
Leah said it was anticlimactic.
I thought Daryl was going to have his first everyone. Gay kiss.
Oh, yeah. It was either his first date gay kiss or he was going to die.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Because, how many times... Right, they set up, like, three different real headline characters.
Yeah.
He's going to die. Here. Yeah. He's going to die.
Oh, I thought Glenn was done. He was done.
And I've been saying
done.
To you,
yeah.
Glenn's character's coming to a finish, you
he
can
was
tell.
Done.
And yeah, I thought he's finished here.
Has it left it on a cliffhanger with any of them?
Nope.
No, not particularly.
They all came back. They were all back together at the end of it.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, Morgan came into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What did I say the other week?
Yeah,
I said,
but you said it out of the blue, though. It was like, what are you talking about?
Because he was in it. He yeah. found something of theirs.
There was this guy in the very first episode.
You've seen the first season. So the black guy who finds Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
He's like the very first person who Rick bumps into who's still alive.
He says, I'll have my radio on, find us, come and find it if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
And he never does. There was one episode in this season where he turned up at Terminus after they'd gone.
Yes.
Ah, right.
And then he left again.
Right.
And all of a sudden this week...
So he's been in like I don't know, five episodes in the
he's
whole
an English guy.
Thing.
English
same
accent.
Character.
Yeah, called Lenny James. He's an English actor.
And so he's back in the final episode?
Yeah.
He was back, yeah, he just...
He saved...
Well, that's quite cool,
Daryl.
I suppose that's quite cool. So is he going to have a big... Is he going to be more to his... Why is he caught up to him? What's the whole...
He's going to Washington.
So he knows something maybe, that he's trying to get...
No, that's where he's going, anyway. Yeah. And he's just got
so
this
they
fucking,
might team up.
He's got this branch that he uses as a weapon, which was awesome, and he... Knock the fuck out of them two.
I wouldn't call it a branch.
No.
It was like one of those kendo
staff.
Sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A quarter staff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He absolutely womped these two fighters.
It was ace. It was ace.
It was cool.
And then it's like this guy had been beating his wife up and stuff, and he attacked Rick at the end of it, and they all pinned him down, and the governess, I suppose, of this little town just told Rick to shoot him. So he did.
Yeah, but...
Shot him in the head.
He kind of... He goes a bit crazy.
Yeah.
This fella who's beating his wife up, who Rick's pummeled, and they're all talking about getting rid of Rick because he went absolutely mental. He turns up with this fucking massive blade, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And as the governess, as you like to call her, her husband goes up to him, tries to calm him down. He ends up getting his throat slashed. So obviously the governess in the moment just went, Rick, do it. So he just blew him away.
Just as Morgan turned up
just
behind him.
Just as Morgan turned up behind
him. The last word of the whole thing was like, Rick? And he turns around and there's Morgan.
It sounds like quite cool.
It was really cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it was. It was like...
I really enjoyed
it. Anticlimactic. I thought it was wicked.
I thought it was brilliant.
It was ace.
So is that season six?
Five.
So six is going to be the last season, do you think?
No.
I don't know.
With a new season.
They won't do. Not with the spin-off now.
The problem with the spin-off is, and the best writers got the spin-off, the Walking Dead will suffer. I think
I thought they were.
Unless they've already got it planned, mapped out, written.
It could give them the freedom to do stuff that they haven't done, though.
Yeah, and we've got to bear in mind it's going to be off the air for
six, seven months.
Yeah, it's a while, isn't it?
So they've got they've probably written a lot of season one of the new one.
Yeah.
To just go and then write, you know. A lot of The Walking Dead, you see, will, you know, it depends what they're going to do with it.
Well, yeah.
I just think it's fucking great.
It was good.
It was really good.
It's a shame to see it finish, yeah, really, isn't it?
I know, it is sad.
Bit of a downer.
There's still stuff to watch.
I'll have an hour's more.
I just don't have the time. I've got so much. I've got this backlog of stuff to watch. I've had time all this week.
What? What are you thinking of backlogging?
I've got Flash to watch. I've got Arrow to watch. I've got The Agent Carter to watch. I've got Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to watch. I've got Good Wife to catch up. I've got Fortitude to catch up. I've got a Better Call Saul.
Flash Gordon.
I haven't watched Fortitude this week because I didn't have a chance.
Fortitude's good.
Yeah, I read some of it.
I think there's only 12 episodes.
Was it 10? 10's just been on, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the last one I saw.
Yeah, 10. I haven't seen 10. I've got it to watch. So
it was like, whoa. Bit you've shot blue. Him? Yeah. Hang on a minute.
Have you not watched it? Where are you?
Oh, we can't ruin it.
No. Can't really ruin it for you.
We can't ruin it because it will ruin it.
There's something that turns up out of the blue.
I'll be watching it this week.
Totally out of the blue.
You don't really see it coming, do you? They haven't gone into any more of the...
Do you think he's going to die?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I do like Fortitude.
It's really good.
I think it's quite good. It doesn't move particularly quickly, but there's a lot of sort of pieces to it.
You just suddenly get the odd episode that's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, that, like you said, it trickles along.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they'll wrap loads of bits up all
quick. Yeah, it's quite cool. It's quite intriguing, yeah.
No, Michael Gambon's come into it quite heavily now.
I thought he might in that last episode, where the last season 9 episode.
Was he asleep on the hillside?
I thought it would be a bit more about him and what he saw and what happened. He's ready to go, isn't he?
Yeah, he's ready to go. But they haven't really explored much more into the what's in the kid.
And
what's going on there. Yeah. They haven't really said a lot about that.
They're probably leaving a lot to the end of the season, aren't they? Just to sort of give it all a big, right. It's cooler. Yeah.
But so about two more episodes.
What about Better Call Saul? You watch that?
It's fantastic. It's one more. That's it.
It's just
a 12 episode. Yeah, I need to watch that as well. I'm just going to watch.
Did you see the last one with the big confrontation with his brother? Didn't he?
Yeah.
At the end of the last episode, just stunning.
I saw a trailer for the day, and I thought that does actually look really cool now.
Because Mike's now started in his dodgy dealings.
Oh, has he?
That was fucking brilliant.
He's somebody's bodyguard.
That fella who looked a bit like Billy Bob Thornton, who was going about his fucking gun, was fucking brilliant.
Goes, what
really
good. What gun have you brought? He goes,
What are you packing?
Yeah, what are you packing? Yeah. And he went, a sandwich.
Pimento.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese.
Good. Yeah, good. And then he goes, what, you mean to tell me you've not brought a gun? You know, they're meant to be in line for this job of protecting this fella who's going to do this deal. And he goes, I'll borrow one of your guns. Really?
Walter White, wasn't he? Basically.
Yeah.
He was this really geeky guy. He was like, he made drugs.
Yeah.
And it kind of, when the car pulls up, it kind of makes you believe that it actually could be.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be, that's
so
cool,
it kind of shows you his feet get out of the car and you're like, oh my God, it could be.
That little nods to it, yeah.
Yeah.
They won't be in it this season.
No,
they're going to be in it though, I think, aren't they?
They will, because he's gone now. Well, we can't spoil it for Tim, but...
No.
He's going to obviously set up now.
Well, somebody said that obviously Jesse Pinkman, who was Aaron Paul, he really wants to be in it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
He can be in it because didn't he put Walter in touch with him in the first place?
No, I want it. Oh, I can't remember now, you know.
I think it was.
I'm not sure. Or did he just see one of those amazing adverts?
I think it was. You see, he's going to take the deal. He's going to take the money and then he's going to go and he's going to set himself up.
Yeah.
And this is where he will come in as... The last episode will be him setting up as Saul Goodman.
Oh, it's the Three Cuckoos podcast!
3 billion human lives ended on August 29th, 1997. The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare.
The Three Cuckoos Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, strap yourselves in. It's Tim vs. Rob!
Tim versus Rob.
What are the scores?
13-9.
It's unlucky for me, that.
To Rob.
13.
Yeah.
Tim won last week.
I know.
Intros round.
Good lad. You played a blinder last week.
Amazing. That's the heights.
I know that was mine and you didn't get a point off
I'm going to do another one along something similar.
A bloody Billy Joel. It just
when
sounded
you
like,
got that?
It just sounded like a noise to me.
Yeah, no. It sounded like a firework going off.
Obviously, I edit the pod, and I listened to it back as well. I was like...
How many times did you listen to it?
Oh, a few.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is.
It's pretty good.
Bastards.
Right. This week...
Payback.
Payback.
Be like 5
stop that
mil.
Noise.
What's the... What's
I'm
the,
not telling you until Tim's chosen when he wants to go first or second.
Theme. I got second. Don't really matter.
Good lad.
Second. The theme this week is horror films.
Horror.
Ooh, films. Oh, yeah, I'll be losing this one.
Why?
Yeah, no. Much better. I can't recall things in my old age.
I think we're going to have to fucking...
What? Speak up!
You're going to have to sack him off next year.
Get someone
and
new
and it's
in.
Going to have to be Mark versus Tim.
You know what I'm like, though? I'm
because you want a bit quizmaster. So
I'm too positive for this.
If you want to be a quiz master,
well, do you know what? If you two want to do it next year, then that's fine. I'll sort it.
Because they can do music quizzes then. Because I'm as fucking worse than you.
Yeah.
I'm worse than you. If it comes to football, I'll beat you anytime.
Oh, easy.
Movies, maybe even probably.
Yeah, it depends.
But
on
music,
bit,
yeah. No. We'll both be as bad as each other. Yeah. I'm fucking
I'm
garbage.
At music.
Right, horror.
So who's going first?
Rob,
me.
Yeah, Rob can go first.
Robert!
Apparently, he'll let him.
Question one. What type of bird is the first to attack Melanie in The Birds?
The Birds.
Ooh.
I believe... Oh, shit, I haven't seen this film for a lot of years.
Yeah, I'm going to say. I've never seen that.
Great film.
I'm gonna go obvious.
Tit.
A crow.
No.
I was going to say a raven.
It's not a crow.
Is it a raven?
No, it's not a raven.
Is it a magpie?
No.
Was it a pigeon?
No.
Was it a sparrow?
No, it wasn't a robin.
Was it a peacock?
No. No, it wasn't.
Listen, get this peacock off me.
Was it a duck?
Was it a pheasant?
No.
Was it a...
sparrow? We said sparrow?
Fucking Christ.
Or chaffinch.
It falls down the fucking chimney. It's a seagull.
It's a seagull.
Fucking seagull.
Was she eating chips?
Yeah.
No.
Was it filled with skeggers?
That'll be why.
A foot long saveloy.
That'll be why.
She lived a foot long. Tim, question one.
Yes, Christmas.
What colour were the elevator doors in The Shining?
Oh. Before or after the scene?
Yeah. Before.
Colour. I've fucking no idea. I'm going to go red.
They were, in fact, red.
Well done.
Good guess.
Yeah.
I just can't remember him being any other colour.
Robert, question two.
Hello there.
Which actress co-starred with Jack Nicholson in the film Wolf?
Wolf. Wolf. That's the German Wolf. Version.
Wolfgang.
Wolf. Wolfgang.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Good call.
I've never seen that.
It was actually pretty good, though.
It was really big build, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. I might have to give that a watch, actually. A rewatch.
Timothy, question two. Who directed... Night of the Living Dead.
Romario. Giorgio Romario. Don't think it was Kubrick. Romario, whatever his name was.
Mario.
Romario.
Romario. Romario. Yeah. I've forgotten. I don't know.
Well, give me an answer. And stop that noise.
Giorgio.
Put your phone down and fucking put your phone down.
Giorgio Romario. Nif. Rimoniov. That's right. My answer.
His name is George A. Romero. You're giving him it.
Close.
It's up to you, Rob.
He knew what he meant.
Yeah,
Romario. Oh. Used to play for Brazil.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe half a point.
Giorgio Romario.
Robert.
Hello.
Question three.
Yes.
What is the name of the hotel in The Shining?
Oh,
it is. Oh man,
I know it's in there. He'll get it. He'll dig it out.
No, I don't know.
Somewhere in there.
He'll dig it out.
Shout out, fellow with big chin, Bubba. Whatever his name was.
Leg shrimp.
Bubba Gump.
That's the one. Gump.
Scatman. Scatman Crothers. Is that his name?
Scatman John.
No, the actor.
Is he Scatman really?
I can't remember. I know what I want to say straight away, but I don't think it is. I'm going to say it because I don't think I'm going to get it. The Outlook Hotel.
No.
That's
a good shout.
I must be thinking of another film.
That's a good shout. I don't know what it is myself.
It's The Overlook.
Oh, I knew it was close.
That's sick.
Oh, you should,
the
I need you get it.
Overlook Hotel. No, you can't give me that.
I'd give it.
The Outlook.
Tim.
Yes, Quizmaster.
Question three. What creatures were the stars of the film Them? I think it's like 40s or 50s.
Really? Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're on your own.
They were God damn it.
Giant versions of something.
I have no idea.
Guinea pigs.
No.
Ostriches.
Ants. The least offensive. Pardon?
Ants.
Correct.
Oh!
Boom!
I don't think I can win this now.
I can't believe that.
Rob, is question that... three.
Right, go on.
Who directed Saw?
Oh, I've no idea.
No,
that's a hard one. I've no idea.
You wait on every week. Oh, good films, I'm sure films. Good it, films, yeah.
No, I only like number one.
Well, I only want the director of the
number
first
four was hilarious. Bloody hell. God, I've absolutely no idea.
You're getting shit on this week.
I am, aren't I?
He's lost the golden touch.
It's a 13, unlucky 13.
Yeah,
he'll get it, he'll get it.
I have no idea. Do you know it?
No, I have no
Do
idea.
Do you know it? I have no idea. I'm just going to fucking blanch it away. David Fincher, no idea.
No, it was... Thank you. James Wan.
I'd have never have got that in a million.
Good, no. Good. Tim.
Yes, Quizmaster.
Question four. What is the name of Ripley's cat?
Jonesy.
Correct.
Jonesy's cat's half-brother.
Robert, question five. Your final question. In... Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
What is the name of the pub where the main characters take refuge?
I believe it's the Winchester.
It is the Winchester.
I wouldn't know.
Have you not seen it?
I've seen it a couple of times.
Just once.
I saw it the first time and didn't like it, but I liked it the second time.
Tim.
Yes, Quizmaster.
Question five. You have a quote.
To win.
From a film. I want you to name the film.
Name the film. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
The box. You opened it. We came. Now you must come with us.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. That's 5 out of 5. Whoa. Tim wins.
Absolutely smashed it
well
this
done,
week.
Well done, Tim.
I knew the last one.
Well yeah, done, Tim.
I knew the last
Great
one.
Great film, that.
13-10.
What was it? Was it 5-2?
5-2.
Was it 5-2?
5-2.
Jesus, I nearly got
That's your first 5 out of 5, Tim. Well done.
I nearly got the shiny one.
Absolutely. She wouldn't have got any of yours.
Well, she so shows you.
Really?
Rub it, you can go rub wow. it in her
I
face.
I think she'd have got some of them.
Not
she
even Jonesy.
She looked through it. She said no, she didn't know any of them.
She'd have got, she got Jonesy.
She'd have got two of yours not and none Jones. Of his.
She's not really a horror fan though, I must admit.
No.
Right. Tea time then.
Who directed Saw?
Nah.
Curveball. I've got it on Blu-ray as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
James Wank. W-A-N.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Pirate Premier League predictions. Yeah.
So what about the following?
The following's Ace. Have you seen number 6 yet, Mark?
He's still behind.
Was that the one
so
with...
at the end of number 5 he goes
Was that the
to
one
CGO.
With him in? No. What? Hang on. The last one I saw was the last scene was him in the prison. And he just said, about time.
Yeah, with Joe.
Is there another one after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck. No, I've not so seen it. So behind. Don't ruin it.
But no, I'm not. I won't say anything
it's
about it.
Ace, you're joining it's though. Ace.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
It's
big,
Ace.
Big revelations. But
oh, yeah.
It is quite like it's like 24 with serial killers. So
do you watch it? You
get, no, oh, no.
It's fucking
so you
brilliant.
Get the odd episode where you're like, well, Christ, they found him in a breath.
Yeah.
Or like they'll be looking for something, or look through the CCTV, and then someone in the background will go, "I've got him on CCTV." It's
is
like,
it
oh,
still
Jesus.
Related to the same guy in yeah. the from the first one? So yeah. It's all about his cult.
No, it's following. Not about his cult, but it's
they're all... following him though, aren't they? Sort of cult of his cult.
No. Kind of.
Yeah, number 3 is not though, is it really? Not,
a bit well, different.
It's good. It has to have something to yeah. do with him. I think Catherine likes watching it because I just sit there and fucking rage. Constantly about
out.
How shit the fucking FBI are.
Yeah,
it's like that fucking news reporter who was in his season 2 who was like a prime witness because she was taken by that doctor fella.
Yep.
As a and Strauss. Held hostage. Yeah. And it was going to be killed. They managed to get in, kill the two guards who were watching her and kill her. And it's like, this is fucking bullshit.
Set fire to a van with her in
the
it.
The FBI in that are fucking dreadful.
They're awful.
They could not catch a cold.
And
they
SWAT.
Are horrendous. Oh.
SWAT are terrible as well.
Horrendous.
They went into this big building.
Yeah.
They'd got like word that all this stuff was going to go down in this building. So they get in and there's like people with guns everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you know what's going to happen. Kevin Bacon, who is Ryan Hardy,
Danton,
and Mike Weston, they'll end up on their own upstairs somewhere, and that's where it's all kicking off. Yeah. And there's not a fella with a gun.
There's a fucking shootout somewhere, but none of the SWAT team are anywhere fucking near
nothing
him.
So there is, you can pick big holes in it, but the story is so big holes, helpful leather.
Fucking Joe Carroll, who's like a serial killer, and he's mentored other serial killers, and he's got all this... he's escaped police custody twice. Come on!
But it's like... It's like I always said. The first season of 24 was so lauded as like one of the best things on TV. Yet his daughter, Jack Bauer's daughter, got kidnapped twice, and it was meant to be in the space of 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
They promptly dropped her after that, didn't they? Because it just
I think when you watch The Following, you've just got to
go with it.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Totally suspend belief. Totally.
Yeah, you have.
What about, just,
like I said, they get stabbed and they're dead.
What about Hannibal?
That should be coming back this year.
I need to watch that again.
Yeah.
They were taking that, they said they're going to take that in a totally different direction.
Which could be bad.
Or it could be good.
It could be, yeah.
I'm going to.
That could be a slow burn.
It lost me. Totally lost me halfway through. Yeah. And then it brought it all back together and it was. The season finale was fucking
season
amazing.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
I think I watched most of season one.
Was it two or three?
Two.
Is there like 12 episodes a season?
Yeah. The season finale of season two was fucking brilliant.
It was phenomenal, yeah.
It was a total bloodbath. It was ace.
But leading up to that as well, it was. Yeah. It was. It was really.
I watched a bit of Dexter. So midway through season three.
Fuck. Is that the Trinity Killer?
It's Miguel.
Oh, is that Miguel?
Yeah.
Sam Miguel.
It's, he's like an assistant attorney. He's kind of just killed his first guy.
All right.
With Dexter.
Trinity Killer must be four then?
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah, John Lithgow's ace.
Is he?
Yes.
It's good. I mean, I think it's really good actually. Really enjoying it.
Because I always thought it'll take some doing to beat season two.
Yeah.
Which was James Doakes.
Yeah.
Because his character is awesome.
Yeah.
Surprise, motherfucker. Brilliant. Yeah. Fucking, you should watch that, Rob, because you'd like it.
Yeah, you would. You would like it.
Dexter's awesome. There's eight seasons, but it's really good.
I tried, but it was a long time ago.
It's really good.
Season two is good.
It's really funny. You like the characters that are in it. Ah, yeah. Fucking love Dexter. I'd watch it again, and I've watched it twice, all of it.
I'll kick the arse off it.
What about that other one?
There's so many. I've not seen The Return this week.
That was good. Really good.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
Really good. That bit where they find
the
woman.
That's episode four that I need to watch. I haven't seen that yet.
No, three.
I've seen three, I think.
Oh, no, four, yeah. Four.
So it's four.
Four. It's called Vincent.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good episode, that.
When you find out about, you know, the last one where he went into her flat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's fucking ace. It's really good. Yeah. Quite enjoying that.
I like The Return, yeah. It's a bit different.
Yeah, it is a bit different.
Have you watched the American one?
No, I'm not. No. From what I've read about it, it's exactly pretty much scene for scene like the French.
Yeah, so. Sometimes they end them different, though.
Yeah. I might watch it because I think season two of the French one starts soon.
They're starting to bring in that, the weird. So the girl, the main girl who first come back, who died, now her sister's in hospital because
it sounds
so they're bringing that into it now, which is it's different.
I might watch it. I might watch this to see how close it is.
It's really good. Probably just the same.
Yeah, it sounds really exactly like it.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know if the script's exactly
it's very
same,
story driven, very sort of relationship. It's all about relationships and I'm really enjoying it. I think it's really good.
It could be aimed at teenage girls though, couldn't it?
Maybe.
that's the kind of feeling I got early on, and you think, should I be watching this?
It's like that Simon fellow with the curly hair.
Yeah.
He could just be in the fucking Twilight, because that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
That'd be right up your street with that, Tim.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
With your fucking massive wank sessions over the Vampire Diaries.
I watched it for ages, Vampire Diaries.
There's a guy in Scorpion, right? And he's a British actor, and he used to be in Casualty years ago. Right. And I know that because Andrea watches Casualty.
Clive Mantle.
She's like the biggest fan of Casualty.
She is. She's like the biggest fan.
Watched it for 30 years.
And he is now, obviously, in America doing Scorpion with Robert Patrick. And he just looks like Simon off of The Returned. And every week, I'm like, God, it's not him. It clearly isn't him. He just looks exactly the bloody same.
Yeah.
It's like he's got his twin. It drives me mad.
So that's it. MasterChef. I fucking love MasterChef.
MasterChef.
Never watched it.
It's fucking great.
No, I don't.
So, what about your film?
My film. Are we going to go into the films?
I think we might as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay,
who wants to go?
So last week, Jude picked the films and they were tearjerkers.
Her tear jerkers.
Her tear jerkers, right.
Unless it made you cry.
Marcus, what did you have?
I had Lovely Bones.
The Lovely Bones.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I had I Am Sam, and you had...
The Magdalene Sisters.
Magdalene. I think we should let Tim go first.
I think we should.
Because we're all dying to know what...
Unfortunately.
What a bunch of nerds.
I think you liked it.
It was actually really good.
Was it all in Irish?
It was all in Irish. I had subtitles on. So I could understand it.
Yep.
So directed in 2002 by Peter Mullen, who also wrote it. So it's about these three young Irish women who become inmates of an asylum. The Magdalene Sisters Asylum, that's where the name comes from.
Yep.
Now, I think it's based on truth, what actually happened to these women. But this is like a...
Yeah, it's based on a true story.
Yeah, so these women are obviously written for the film. Mm. But I don't know if they were actually real people he'd sort of researched. I couldn't find out. So I was reading up on about it. So it's basically about their time in this asylum and what the dehumanising things the nuns do to them, pretty much. So it starts off with these three girls. One of them's raped by a cousin at a wedding. So it's straight into it.
Because it's a celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's straight into the, like, fucking hell. So it's pretty hard hitting.
It actually looked pretty hard hitting, to be fair.
Yeah, and to be fair, I was quite tired when I was watching it, so I was like, oh, God. It was hard to watch because I was quite tired as well to kind of keep... So she gets...
wasn't erotic in any way.
Yeah, so like, one is brutally raped by a cousin at a wedding while priests perform traditional Irish songs, and she tells someone about
it. The priest was doing the song.
Because it's an Irish, because it's a Catholic wedding. And she's,
traditional Irish, so it was you two and Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah. River dancers. And then she's like, she goes and tells this woman, and this woman sort of, they thoroughly get this guy out of the thing so he doesn't get blamed for anything, and they ocean this woman off to this island. It's a bit hard hitting, but these things kind of used to happen, I'm assuming.
I'm not sure they ever put anyone in asylum for being raped.
Well, they did, because they were like telling tales, and it's like, oh, you're not doing that. You're going straight in. And then another one having a baby who's a legitimate baby. So she goes to the priest, says, I'm having this baby. And he takes it off her and puts her straight into the asylum.
Yeah.
And then the third
one. I know they used to do that.
She's in an orphanage. What did I put it? Have you heard of it? Is in an orphanage. She pisses off the guy who runs the orphanage for just being pretty and vibrant and stuff. And these guys are all sort of chasing after her. And he's like, you're after the fucking asylum. So she goes. And then it's basic. So it centres on these three women, and there's other inmates in there. So they work in this laundry, and this laundry's part of it's the arm that makes money for the order of priests who own this laundry.
Is it like The Great Escape?
Yeah, but a bit weirder.
They dig a big tunnel.
And then it's basically the nuns basically just put these women through just pure humiliation, and pervert. They're just pretty much perverted, and they just fucking do all sorts of weird shit to them. So it's really about.
You soon woke up then.
No, because it's not like it's kind of it's a bit but I mean the acting is
physically woke up. He was just asleep.
The acting's brilliant. Everyone in it is really good, so it really helps like get the sort of emotion out of it.
Yeah,
but it's really like just like really wicked, evil people doing wicked, evil things to people in these asylums, and these actually sort of happen to people. So it was good. I'd give it,
well documented, isn't it?
I'd probably give it 9.5 out of 13. Wow. But it's hard watching, but yeah, cheers Jude, quite a good film.
Wow.
So yeah,
nice pick Jude.
No, don't fancy that.
No, I must admit I didn't fancy it, but I won't watch it again. But it's kind of one of those kind of intriguing films that make you think.
I know I watched Philomena not so long ago, Steve Coogan and Judi Dench. And that's about, she was in there when she was young.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, they've all been taken away and she wanted to find her kid that she had taken off her.
Ah, right.
And that was hard-hitting, but it had, like, a comedy undertone.
Yeah, because, I'd watch that, I think.
Because there were really kind of funny scenes in it. Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan's in it, yeah.
Really good. Sorry. Mark, do you want to go next?
If you want. I had The Lovely Bones.
I really like The Lovely Bones when I watched that.
It's a wank name for a film. Anyway.
I don't even know why it was called that.
No, I don't.
No.
Starring Mark Wahlberg, one of your personal favourites, Rob.
Oh, yes.
And Stanley Tucci. And
who
Rachel,
is one of my favourites.
Yeah, I like Tucci.
Nice. I didn't recognise him for the first sort of 25 minutes.
Why did he have hair?
Yeah. And a moustache.
That's the
thing. Oh, yeah, the stash, yeah.
Yeah, and directed by Peter Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was there any elves in it?
No.
Orcs?
Not that I remember.
Giant apes?
No. Yeah, two.
Yeah, I thought so.
So it's about a 13-year-old girl who gets murdered and then proceeds to spend time in like this place between.
It's like limbo, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. Which is like this beautiful place where she lives. And it was just like this trippy, weird shit going on all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get why it was. I didn't get it. Halfway through, she's like dancing with this Chinese girl. And I didn't get what the fucking point of all that shit was. Right. I don't understand. I didn't get it.
They had to make it up to about an hour and a half.
2 hours. It was fucking on for. It was just, oh. It was just, oh. It was sickeningly like, oh, this is just fucking, get a fucking grip.
Was it?
We need some violence or someone to swear. It was just, it was nice. It was really nice. Everyone was nice.
Was it aimed at Twilight fans?
And like, obviously, it's sad because this 13-year-old girl's dead and they never found her body.
Yeah.
Just a load of blood. And obviously, Matt Wahlberg's quite upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, and so is Rachel Weisz. But it's like, there's so much of that in the first half of the film, yeah, of just like, this is getting fucking, this is pissing me off now. He's like really upset. And then there's like her, the girl who's dead, watching him from wherever she is. It was weird. It was really odd.
Yeah, it sounds it. Did you cry?
No.
Tim, did you cry?
No, because it wasn't really a sort of tear. Well, I suppose it could have been a tearjerker, but
was for Jude.
Yeah.
But then, fucking woman, isn't she? But then it's like, so he did.
It's very sad.
He gets interviewed by the police. They don't catch him.
Yeah.
The other daughter, so this girl's sister, thinks it's him.
Yeah.
And finds evidence in the end that he did it and stuff, but they never catch him.
All right. Mm.
He dies at the end, but they don't catch him. He gets rid of body, and you think, oh, he's got away with this. Because, like, one of the last scenes is, like, him on the roadside near this calf talking to this girl, asking if she wants a lift and stuff. She's obviously going to do it again. And she says, tells him to piss off. And, like, there's this icicle in the tree. I think you're supposed to think it's, like, her in the afterlife who's done it. And it falls on his, down his back, and he's trying to get it out, and he falls backwards down a cliff and dies. It's like, fuck off.
Jesus Christ.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Does she, like, leave clues as she's going through? Like,
She touches this one girl somehow who knows that she's around somewhere.
Yeah,
but that was fucking pointless because she was then nothing to do with, virtually nothing to do with the rest of the story other than she hung around with this dead girl's ex-boyfriend and wrote poetry together. It was there was no point in that. There was no point in that, what's her being in this film whatsoever.
Can we just talk about this poor lad's death?
Yeah.
So hang on, right.
I am Sam.
An icicle falls out of the tree.
Right, yeah. So anyway, he put her body in this safe.
Right.
Right? And he gets rid of the safe down this fucking landfill thing, which then gets filled in, and you think, oh, fine, he's got away with it, you know. Yeah, so so at the end of after all this, and she's like, oh, I can, you know, fucking fuck off now and go to wherever, heaven or whatever. And that's it. So then there's this scene where he, like, there's this girl stood smoking and he by this tree, and he, like, walks up to her and says, it's cold, blah, blah. Do you want a lift? She's like, no. So she walks away from him, and you see this icicle in this tree. And the icicle falls down his back. And he's, like, trying to get it out.
It is a weird death.
And he trips and falls down this cliff, which is actually quite violent because he hits, like, several rocks and trees on the way down. So it's just, like, batters his body. And then he's just, all this snow falls on him and he's just dead.
Sounds like something that had happened in Home and Away.
Yeah. It was like, I was watching it, I was thinking, what? I was convinced that they just had no idea of how to end that film.
Yeah.
Because that was a really poor ending.
Yeah.
It sounds
she's
like
got,
it.
Everything's sorted, she's gone, fine. Well, no, she didn't fucking sort anything because she was like, it says on the, I'm sure the description was like, she helps her dad find the killer and stuff. Well, they never fucking find him. Eventually he's dead, buried underneath loads of snow, so they're never going to find his body.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, and then he just dies. Messy, and it's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Sounds
we're
tossy.
Fucking... No. 3 out of 13.
Oh, really?
Oh, there were
worse
nothing
than the
in
animator?
It. There were nothing in it that I'd. There were nothing in it to make me watch the film again.
Right. Okay.
Awesome.
And Mark Wahlberg were in it, which is never a
good
thing.
Got
to
knock 5 off straight away.
It's never a good thing. Yeah. Don't
and it was set in the '70s, so he had the whole Dirk Diggler haircut going on.
Crap film, that.
Dirk Diggler.
Crap.
Boogie Nights.
So,
Boogie Nights. Yeah, it was shit.
To the ultimate,
really shit.
I am Sam.
To the ultimate, I am.
I am Sam. Sorry.
Right, so Sean Penn plays, how can I put it? You can't say it, can you? But he's a retard.
He's got learning disc.
They all say it all the time in this film that he's a retard because nobody knows how to address it.
Retard.
So they just hit it head on, right? So he is basically he gets this woman pregnant. You don't know who she is. Yeah. They don't really tell you, apart from the fact that she spent the night with this guy and he got her pregnant. And then they have the baby and she literally, as they're coming out of the hospital, they're going to get on a bus and she legs it. She runs off.
Right.
So there's a lad with the mental age of like a 7-year-old, effectively, holding a baby. Now, luckily for him, he lives near this woman called Annie, who is, she's got her head screwed on. I think she's agoraphobic. I'm fairly certain of that, but they only kind of tell you that slightly at the end. And so every time he goes to work, she looks after this little girl. So this little girl's turning out to be a bit of a brain box. It was right. Dakota Fanning. It was like her first ever film,
right,
I think.
Yeah.
And you cannot deny that she was brilliant, right. And Sean Penn was phenomenal. Me and Al last watched it together.
Yeah.
And we said, how can you play a person with mental difficulties, you know, learning difficulties? Yeah. Because you either get it absolutely 100% bang on and you start winning Oscars for it and all sorts of stuff, or you monumentally fuck it up and look like an absolute...
It's, you know... It reminds me of what's seen in Gilbert Grape with DiCaprio. He's really good in that, but...
Well, to be fair, he reminded me a lot of Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. He actually even dressed like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you kind of squinted.
Did they say what his sort of illness was then, or was he just...
You know, he had a little bit of autism. Yeah. He had a little bit of... a little bit of OCD as well.
Ah, right, yeah.
But then, he was just like the mental age of a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, the whole story was that as he got a little bit older, as the girl got a little bit older, the school picked up on the fact that she didn't want to learn any further. She didn't want to progress past her dad.
Ah, right.
So she'd bring little reading books home.
Yeah.
And he'd help her read it. And then it got past a point where he couldn't physically, like words like difficult and stuff like that, and silence and words like that. He couldn't read that sort of stuff. He was reading Dr. Seuss to her.
Right.
So, which he loved. And the scenes, like in bed at night where he's reading her books, they're fantastic scenes there. Yeah. Mark, you would have hated it. It's lovely and it's nice and it's heartfelt and it's...
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't like that.
This is why I said you'd love it.
Yeah, the thing is, the school picks up on the fact that she's not learning because she feels she can't, because then she's going to go past your mental age, and she feels bad about that. And then it shows you her take a book home, and he's reading it to her, and he can't read it, but she can. And then she goes, do you know what, Dad, let's just read Dr. Seuss. And she physically won't, and the school pick up on it and go, we're going to do something about this, you shouldn't be bringing up this kid. So then it all goes to court. Now, that's where Michelle Pfeiffer's character comes into it. She's a lawyer. And she has a really hard life. She's working like 7 or 8 cases.
Yeah.
Her husband's sleeping around. She never sees her son, so her son hates her. She doesn't want to take this on.
Yeah.
And he can't afford her anyway. But then all her colleagues are going, oh, well, you never do anything for free, do you? You're a right load of shit. So she literally just goes, right, screw you, then I'm going to do it. So she ends up... But then she ends up getting so emotionally involved in it all.
Yeah.
And he's helping her see that, that the whole case is helping her see that she should be spending more time with her son and she should be dumping her husband, working a lot less hours and stuff like this. And it's really lovely. But then there's comedy moments in it.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, you wouldn't be able to watch it because you'd think it was scandalous.
Yeah.
Well, he's, Sean Penn's character.
Scandalous.
Has got like 4 other friends who have all got different learning difficulties. So one of them's got complete paranoia.
Right.
One of them's got Downs, but he loves films. And then the other guy, who is Eugene Victor Toombs, out of Toombs in X-Files, and he was in The Green Mile as well, wasn't he?
What an episode.
All he does is talk about films that he's seen, and he knows like lines and who was in it and who directed it and what year it was. So everything links back to a film for him. And they're all brilliant. And the comedy moments between them all is really funny.
Yeah.
Like they'll be talking about something really serious in a diner, and they'll be really in the moment, then all of a sudden one of them will just bang on the table and go, it's video night, and they'll all get up and run out. It's like, what just happened? And
it sounds pretty good, actually.
It was really good.
What would you
really
give it?
Good. And if he didn't win Oscars for that, I've no idea what
did,
the hell.
Think.
Yeah, he must have done. He must have done. I'd give it...
Did it make you cry?
I'd give it 9.5 out of 13. Yeah. Nearly. Yeah, nearly. There was just enough light and shade. It was really, really evenly balanced.
Did you watch it with Andrea?
Yeah, I did.
Did she cry?
No. She said it was...
She's harder than you, ain't she?
yeah. It's different. I've had kids. I'm a complete soft touch, and I'll cry out. But yeah, years ago, I used to be hard as nails, and nothing used to make me cry. And she'd be off.
But you'd only get it. You'd only get it if you watch something involving a child, wouldn't you? Now, but like horror films, like with not like with just normal things, and you probably wouldn't feel.
No,
is it more related to
kids? This thing? I was scared to death of watching it. Yeah. If I'm on it, I watched it last night. Because I was.
I watched mine today. Did when you? I got home from work, I realised that at 11 o'clock last night I'd not watched the film. Oh, fucking
I watched it last week.
Literally, as soon as I walked in, fucking went straight on, did the quiz while I was watching it. So I didn't actually watch the first sort of half an hour
because
I was looking up the quiz and stuff. Yeah. But I just totally forgot.
The one thing that annoyed me about I Am Sam was some of the direction on it was a bit weird.
Was that? Who directed it?
There were scenes, I don't know actually, there were scenes in the film where there's two people talking at one another, like me and you now, with a bit of a gap, a bit of a distance. And instead of having a camera trained on you and a camera trained on me and just cutting it up, the camera would literally flip back and forth. And it was a bit vomit inducing. It was like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick in a minute. And there was a lot of free cam, a lot of handheld free cam. So it was a bit shaky and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, really good. Worth a watch.
All right.
Definitely worth a watch. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, thanks for picking that for me. Because I did. I enjoyed it.
I didn't pick it, you did.
Yeah.
Not to do with me.
So, what's this week? Have we had any influx?
No.
No.
It's up to us.
I picked, didn't I, the 90s horror. So I shouldn't be having anything to do with it. Is it Tim's turn?
Timothy.
Intermission.
Well, that's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man.
You finished.
That's it, man. What the fuck are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh?
And listen to Three Cuckoos Podcast.
Why don't we try that?
Game over, man. It's game over.
Let's have...
Oh, God. The last time he picked, it was fucking murder.
Naughties.
Oh, okay.
So something recent.
Oh, I thought you meant porn.
Can we do?
No.
Waka waka.
No.
All right, let's have...
Best
name. Yeah, 90s anime.
Fucking Christ.
All right.
Get some of that.
Like what?
Oh, let's have a look.
Anime. What do you mean by that?
Anime.
Like, okay, I'll give you a Ghost in the Shell.
Right, okay.
That's God, sort of Jesus. Ilk.
I have no idea about these kind of films. You were heavily into it.
Yeah, still.
Can I just say it right?
All right. Maybe to narrow it down then, because you guys, let's do something by Studio Ghibli.
What?
You've lost me. Right. No idea.
They're like they're one of the best sort of anime studios.
Do we have to?
We don't have to.
Jesus Christ!
Do you want me to pick you the films?
You're gonna
look.
Have to
just get me to watch a Dragon Ball Z film. I'll be happy with that.
You're going to have to pick me.
Fucking love Dragon Ball Z.
Should I just pick you some anime that?
Right, so because we know nothing about anime, I think Tim should just pick all of them.
Right, all right.
But we're going to have to pick for him.
Well, I'll give you a selection of ones I haven't seen and you just pick one.
Is it a good idea to do this? Because no one's going to give a shit about anime, are they?
All right, well, let's do something different then.
I have no idea about anime.
It might be a good idea. Good way to break you in.
Yeah, I know. And
it's up to you guys. Or we could do something like
if it's anything other than Dragon Ball Z, then I'm fucked. Oh, I think I've seen all
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z is it.
Have you heard of Spirited Away?
Yeah.
Spirited Away.
I've seen Spirited Away.
Well, that's Studio Ghibli.
What was that one with Floating Castle in?
Laputa.
Fucking
I think I've seen that as well.
Like Mario Akira, Bums. Ghost in the Shell, Palabar.
I think I've seen Full Metal Alchemist. I've seen all of them as well.
That's a series, but yeah.
If you're going to do it.
Gundam, I've seen some of that. Yeah.
If you're going to do it, give me an absolute fucking classic.
Well, I was going to say Ghost in the Shell for you, because that's a sort of a genre defined, or Akira, something like that.
I've heard of Akira. Now, you used to be massive into these
Akira's
things.
Good, but I don't know if you'll enjoy them because of the sort of what they're about, because they're sort of sci-fi, fantasy.
Have you seen the film of...
You might like
Dead Space.
Yeah.
That's really good. I really enjoyed that.
Well, it's just that sort of style.
Yeah. It's
up to you.
I find the style weird.
Well, it might be really hard to watch.
You're either into it or you are, I think. Yeah, that's the problem. If you're into it, you'll fucking be
all over
it.
We used to watch it, and obviously I was round yours quite a lot, and I just could never...
I love it, mate.
I know you do.
We could do something else,
I ain't got a clue how I got into Dragon Ball Z, but... I've seen them all like 4 or 5 times.
What about films of like an actor, like to mix it up a bit, instead of doing a genre, why would we pick like films of
Kevin Costner
or something, you know, like or films of Sam Neill.
Who asked you?
Or films of Michael J. Fox, or films of Pamela Anderson.
Samuel L. Jackson,
yeah, something like that.
I'm just checking something out.
It's your choice, Tim.
Samuel L.
It's your choice, Tim.
Let's do films of Samuel L. Jackson, then.
Right, I've got Rob's. I already know what Rob's watching.
That is
Outline. Oh, he's fucking going to be snake.
Already.
I've seen it.
I don't give a fuck.
I've seen it loads and loads of times.
As if there's any Samuel L. Jackson films you ain't going to see.
I've seen quite a lot of them.
Do you know what then? If I have to watch
I'll have Coming to America.
No, you won't, because Rob gets to pick it.
Let me have a look. I think I'm just looking through his films now. I think I've seen majority.
Right.
Yeah, I've probably seen a lot of them.
I'm not going to make you watch.
There's some that I haven't seen for a long, long time, though. Right, let's try and pick something that none of us have seen.
What, of Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
Right, it's going to have to go back in time a lot.
No, it ain't. There's a few of these that I've never even heard of.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to
go.
He does
a lot of voice work, doesn't he? This might be a bad idea. 1408 I'll watch.
Tim, I've got one.
Give me it.
I've got one for... Right, I've got one for Tim. I'm going to go first,
fucking
right?
Give me it.
So, Tim's Samuel L. Jackson film.
Oh, Jesus.
Is from 2011.
Ooh, okay.
And it's called Arena. David Lord finds himself forced into the savage world of a modern gladiatorial arena where man fight to the death for the entertainment of the online masses.
Sweet.
Got 4.8
on
the Richter scale.
I'm looking at it now.
It looks absolutely gank.
Oh, fuck it, that looks shocking.
It looks absolute... log is generous,
me.
I think.
Oh, I've got one from Mark.
Right, I've got yours. Rob.
Oh, there's a guy from Lost in it. Right, go on then, Mark, hit me.
Hit me!
Hit me!
Now, he's in the film.
Oh, good.
I don't think he stars him.
Oh, okay.
But never mind. So, rookie cop Denny Colt returns from the beyond as the Spirit, a hero whose mission is to fight against the bad forces in Central City.
Right.
Directed by Frank Miller... From 2008, you'll be watching The Spirit.
The Spirit.
Oh, I remember.
If it's anything like Sin City, it'll be fucking ace, because that film was brilliant.
Right, I've got yours.
Fine. The Spirit.
You've probably seen it. Okay. Sit back.
Is it Pulp Fiction?
No.
Damn. Jackie Brown?
It's an action crime drama thriller released on the 17th of January, 1992.
Oh, God.
The tagline of, in the ghettos of Harlem, you don't buy respect, you earn it. Directed by Ernest R. Dickinson, you'll be watching Juice. Juice is about 4 inner city teens who get caught up in the pursuit of power and happiness, which they refer to as the Juice.
Look
starring... Starring Tupac, Omar Epps, and Jeremy Huggy Hopkins. I don't even know if Samuel L. Jackson is in it.
Is this a good idea, me watching this?
He is. He plays Trip.
That's it.
Is this a good idea?
Queen Latifah's in it as well.
Oh, my God.
Queen Latifah.
She plays Big Mama.
I fucking hate you. Fuck you, Tim.
Oh, well. We got that out of the way.
And that might be that, because it's 10:15.
Sweet.
Might have to call it early tonight.
Zabba's
got to be up like 4.
4?
Yeah, she's got something major at work.
Jesus. Can I just say,
we can...
I would like a tattoo. Not that I want you to do one now, obviously.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've been toying with the idea for quite a long time.
Yeah,
now.
You have, actually.
You know,
yeah.
Something quite personal to me. I was in a petrol station the other day.
Yeah.
And there was a guy at the magazines, right? And obviously, where the mags are, I was kind of like paying. And as I turn around, he was like right in front of me. And I was walking through the door and I realised he had a tattoo on the back of his neck. Do you remember the Vin Diesel film, XXX?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That? He had that tattooed on the back of his neck.
What, the three X's?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, I mean, what the fuck were you thinking?
I was just, I felt like licking my hand and trying to rub it off and going, dude.
So what are you thinking of getting?
It's like having GoldenEye written on you somewhere. At least it was a wicked game. Dun,
dun, dun. So what are you going to get then?
It was awful.
So what are you going to get then?
It's a horrible tattoo. I don't know.
You're going to get mine and Tim's faces?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Couple of like Mount Rushmore, but with our face.
Yeah, on. With two yeah. cuckoos written
couple
underneath.
A couple of microphones.
No, because one of you would probably end up looking like, I don't know, Samuel L. Jackson. Someone would think I was a massive fan.
We started growing your beard anyway, Rob?
I've started, yeah. Let's have a look at yours.
Yeah, beard.
It's not
there.
Bad,
yeah,
is it?
It's coming
the tash
dreadful.
Is wicked, by the way.
It's fucking dreadful.
The tash is like... Mm-hmm.
It's got
like
2 weeks. I've got another 2 weeks to go before I fucking get rid of it.
Why 2 weeks?
It says that when you read on stuff about what you should do with him, you should just leave it for a month.
Right.
People started ripping the piss out of it and stuff.
Why?
Well, look at it.
Only because it's ace.
It's not ace. It's
like
fucking
it,
dreadful.
But they don't
it's
want
like
to say
his.
Anything.
He's had his for about 2 days.
No, he hasn't.
Bet he has.
He hasn't. Because he doesn't shave proper, do you?
No, I never shave.
No, never
I only trim it.
Yeah. When was the last time you shaved?
About a week ago.
Did you get rid of it all?
No, I had a little trim up.
Yeah.
A little trim down.
But when was the last time you had it? It was 2 weeks ago. You had it all off.
Yeah.
That's grown in 2 weeks. Mm.
Yeah.
This has grown in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know, but it's different.
Yeah, I know.
Different skin.
Mine's like yours.
Yeah.
Fucking rubbish.
Too thin. I like mine quite a lot.
Yeah, you used to have quite a big beard at one point.
Yeah.
You can get away with it a bit more than me, because you're fairer than me.
Mine's dark, possibly, really dark.
That's the problem.
It's your tash that's really dark.
You've got a good tash going.
You
Thanks
have.
Very much.
Let's have a look at it. You're obstructed.
Maybe just cultivate the tash. Go different.
Cultivate the tash.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's good, is that?
I can see your whiskers as well.
Yeah.
The light shining through.
Give it some more time. Yeah,
I'm going to give it the month. I'm going to give it another 2 weeks.
Is this the longest you've ever grown it? So you're in uncharted territory.
I'm about now the time when Catherine told me that I look like a scruffy paedophile and got rid of it.
Okay.
So that it was about 2 weeks. And this is 2 weeks now.
How far are your whiskers getting to your top lip?
Oh, you see, I've had to shave mine back a couple of times for that.
Yeah, but I'm just going to leave it.
That's when I know mine's getting a bit too long when they're in my mouth.
They get a bit straggly.
Yeah.
It's at the sides there.
Yeah, they grow in.
They start getting really upsetting.
Sometimes over, yeah.
Yeah. They really... I love that. I love that little gap that you've got right there in the middle.
I like that.
It's like literally not there.
Yeah, have you
got any Easter eggs? Have you bought any Easter eggs?
Oh, no.
No, I
haven't. I might have to get one, actually, treat myself.
I think I've well fucked
Is it technically Easter tomorrow till Monday? Are we in the season of Easter?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, Lent. If you talk about Lent, it's been going on for freaking months.
You give the Easter egg out on Sunday because it's Easter Sunday.
Right. Yeah. I'll get myself an
Catherine's
Easter egg.
Catherine's got hers already.
So it's Good Friday. As we record this, it's Good Friday tomorrow.
Right.
Yep.
And then Saturday don't count. Premier League.
Yeah. I gave
Liverpool Arsenal, I'll watch that, I think.
Today.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to go to Leeds, aren't we? I don't know what's going to happen.
I got her a Thornton Rush chocolate.
Oh, did you go the whole
Hobbit?
Very nice.
I've got one as well. I got one from work. We did, you know, like Secret Santa?
Yeah, yeah.
We did like Secret Easter Bunny, whatever, at work.
Okay.
So I got a... Do you remember the crunch bars they used to do? They used to do white and milk chocolate
crunch
bars.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Got one of them.
I saw one of them today.
Yeah.
Crunch egg.
Ooh. And also, because when we were sat in the meeting and we decided we were going to do it, I said, whoever gets me, I like boosts the best.
A boost?
But they don't do boost Easter eggs. So someone bought me a crunch. It's got three chocolate bars in and an egg.
Good.
And they also bought me a boost as well. And sellotaped it to the top of the box.
Genius.
That's good.
Nice.
Apparently the Caramac ones are amazing.
Oh, I fucking love Caramac.
Yeah, apparently. I don't think you'd be able to get them anywhere. But apparently they do them. And they're really...
Reese's do one as well. But of course, it's like Hershey's, so it'd be really shit chocolate.
Yeah.
B&B.
Love Caramac.
Shit chocolate.
Last year, Kinder did one and it was like a massive toy.
Did you get like a BMW?
And you couldn't get... Yeah. It was like a whole kit car.
Yeah.
And yeah, apparently they were like... rocking or shit, but they obviously appeared in Morrison's, like hundreds of them, and there was like mums fighting over them.
Ooh.
So I just walked up, grabbed one and walked off, but they're all smashed and they're all breaking them over each other's heads.
So, yeah, I have to get one of them.
But yeah, the triple X tattoo totally got me, totally took me by surprise.
What are you going to have done then?
I don't know, really. It'd have to be something really personal to me. Tim's wanted one for a while as well. But yeah, I do fancy a tattoo.
I can't do it with needles or the pain, so...
But you haven't had one.
I don't intend on ever having one either.
No.
I think you've got to bear in mind that I've been a nurse for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
So I've nursed a lot of old people.
Yeah.
And what tattoos look like when you're in your 80s and 90s.
On even better.
Saggy, wrinkly skin. They look shit.
Yeah.
They fade and they look crap.
People have like the whole body tattooed, which is weird. No, I just want one that no one else can see, really.
Yeah, a Leeds United one.
No.
Did you have to eat that now?
Why would I have a Leeds United one?
It sounds like we've just replaced you with a cow.
Moose.
Tweet us at Three Cuckoos on the Twitters. Email us threecuckoos@gmail.com or visit the blog, the Three Cuckoos podcast.wordpress.com. Can I go now?
This week's Premier League predictions.
Woohoo!
Last week's results in third place. With, of course, it was the internationals.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
So, God, it'll have a last place.
Yeah. In last place with 7 points was me.
Oh.
In second place with 9 points was Tim.
Ooh, what's at that? That's big as I've got, I think.
In well done, first place with 13 points was Rob. He's running away with it now.
I think I got the England one, Bob, on.
Yeah, he did.
And I think, did I get the Germany one as well? Yeah, 2-0 Georgia.
I think you got three or four.
Rainy night in Georgia.
Bitch.
Thank you.
So this week, back to the Premier League.
Ooh.
Woo. God. So,
first match.
There's a couple of biggies.
Hit me. Humdingers.
Two biggies. First game, one of the biggest. Arsenal versus Liverpool.
Be still, my beating heart.
That'll be lunchtime kickoff on Saturday.
It is.
That will be 3-2 to the Liverpool.
Oh, God, love it. I love that. Oh, where is it? Arsenal.
It's
at the Emirates.
The Ibrox.
It's at the Emirates. I'm going to go...
Ibrox.
2-1 Arsenal.
Oof.
I know, but with the Sterling shenanigans. Yeah.
2-0 Arsenal.
Sell him. It's shit.
2-0 Arsenal.
Everton versus... Southampton.
Ooh. 2-1 Southampton.
1-2.
Buckle
his shoe.
Buckle Roberto Martinez.
Yeah, Everton aren't playing too well. I know it's at their ground, innit?
Southampton doing all right.
Yeah, they are.
Pella scored against England, didn't
he? He did, yeah.
Surprise.
I'm surprised that they actually equalised.
Yeah, 2-1's a great shout, dude. That's a great shout. I'm going to go... Maybe positive, 1-1.
How is that positive?
Well, it's for Everton. For Everton, it is.
0-1. Leicester versus West Ham.
Fucking hell.
Shite.
Shit and shit.
Now, Leicester will be nil. What will West Ham be?
Leicester a fucking dogger.
1-0 West Ham.
1-0 Doggerville.
Dogger. It's fucking shit.
Might be 1-1.
I'm going to go 2-1 West Ham.
West Ham.
Nil-nil.
I think goals.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
Manchester United versus Aston Villa.
Oh.
3-1 Man U.
Yeah, Man U could open them up.
Benteke might score.
And give it to them. The full length.
If Man U get one early doors, it could be stupid.
Yeah.
Although Sherwood's got him playing a bit better, he has.
Yeah, did you a bit better.
I'm going to say 2-0 Man U.
3-0. Swansea versus Hull City.
Wow.
1-0 Swansea.
The monk versus plasticine face.
Play-Doh head.
Fucking hell.
<Debris. laughs>
What did you say? 1-0 Swans?
Yeah.
It's not a bad shout.
I think next season we'll mix the order up so Tim didn't get to go first.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 2-1 Swans.
Das one.
2-0 Swansea.
Every game is a kick-ass game for Hull now. Every single game counts big time.
Yeah.
I think this is the last game on Saturday.
Ooh.
West Bromwich Albion versus Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh, it's a stunner as well.
Fucking hell. Can't wait.
Oh, the old erection's come up.
It'll be 1-0 to climaxed. West Brom.
West Brom won.
Climaxed here.
Climaxed already.
2-1 West Brom for me, Mark. Thank you.
2-0.
Put me down for a 2-1, lad.
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Chelsea
versus
Stoke City.
I think Chelsea are a little...
Easter Sunday.
Yes.
2-2-2-2-2-0, I think.
Playing Chelsea. With a chocolate ball for the occasion. you said 2-0 Chelsea.
That'd be a good game, actually.
No, it won't.
What, with a choc-choc ball?
With a chocolate ball, it'd be
choc-choc-choc-choc-choc.
People would be stopping and just having
a little bit. It'd have to be a solid chocolate ball.
Yeah, it would,
it'd be hard.
Yeah.
Really hurt.
Yeah,
dark or milk.
It'd be funny when they went up for a header, though. Milk. It just shatters in bits. That'd be funny.
Milk. Maybe white.
Yeah, white. White would actually be good.
White chocolate.
With maybe chocolate little bits on it, like the black and white kind of thing.
Yeah, I get you.
Happy Easter.
3-0 Chelsea. It's not like a firework going off.
1-0 Chelsea.
1-0.
Burnley.
Oof. Turf Moor.
At Turf Moor.
Fortress Turf Moor.
Team.
Versus Tottenham.
Oh. Ooh, Tottenham.
George Boyd, has he got? He's got a couple in his last couple of games, hasn't he?
Was he Mexican?
Yeah.
Do we say he was Mexican?
Yeah. He's from Jamaica, I think, is he?
Yeah, that's not in Mexico.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Jamaica. I thought he was from Mexico.
One, two.
Jamaica's a small town. In Mexico.
In Mexico.
Right.
I'm going to say.
Hey, gringo.
Hey, Georgie. No, that's not good at that.
It's not going to be Burnley.
Burnley.
3-1 Tottenham.
Tottenham?
Yes.
2-0 Tottenham. Biggest game of Sunday. Sunderland versus Newcastle. It's the Tyneweir Derby.
They're usually pretty feisty affairs,
aren't
they?
Yeah, they're usually pretty tasty. Yeah.
They're always...
Now Poyet's gone and Dick Advocaat.
It's like a cocktail, isn't it, that? I'll take a Dick Advocaat. No lights.
What would you mix with it?
I don't know.
Dick.
Yeah, it's just a glass of Advocaat, but the barman mixes it with his cock.
There you go. 3-2 Newcastle.
My God.
It comes with those...
Goal fest.
Those shit cock-shaped ice cubes.
Yeah. And an umbrella.
What did you say?
3-2 Newcastle.
Whoosh. Whoosh. 3-2 Newcastle.
Why, Iron Man?
Don't think he's ever been that.
Gun down the tune. It was cocked out.
3-2 is a lot.
Probably we were like 9 men left on either side.
Usually he's a sending off.
It's that stadium of light. Or the stadium of...
No, it's a stadium. Yeah, it's a stadium of shite.
Do you know what? I think Sunderland have won this about 3 years on the bounce. At some, I'm sure they have. I'm going to go for a cheeky 1-0 Sunderland.
Yeah. Wes Brown.
2-2.
Let's get to get it.
Yeah. Sharing the spoils.
Finally. MNF.
It's back. Boom, boom, boom.
MNF.
Wow, that was good.
Crystal Palace versus Manchester City.
It's a blind, it's an absolute ball breaker. Gary Neville will be, he'll be doing like, he'll be in a meat freezer now, won't he?
Yeah.
Psyching himself up. Gary
Neville
meat.
Just appear on the pitch with fireworks. In the middle, like Michael Jackson.
You should just strap fireworks to him.
Where set him off. Like Jackson. He comes out of the centre circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it comes,
he just
up
fires him out.
Yeah, with a Catherine wheel attached to his head.
And he just stands there like a robot.
Rockets going off out of his sleeves.
Yeah. And then it all dies down. And he just goes, "All right." Walks into the booth.
Rat faced.
Walks into a booth.
2-1 Palace.
After
oh!
What a shout.
Pardew will love it.
Go down, Bucky, stick a pound on that.
Do it. It won't be.
Please don't go down to the Bucky's and put a pound on.
I'm going to go.
Is Sid eating a piece of shit?
No, it's an antler.
Oh, right, that's all right.
You know, just
from
your,
Rudolph,
your
regular, what he caught at Christmas.
Your regular dog toy. I'm going to say from Rudolph. I'm going to say 2-0 Man City.
It'll be Christmas soon.
2-0 Man City.
2-0 Man City.
2-0 Man City.
2-1 Man City.
Oof.
And that's your happy little lot.
Yeah.
So, Robert,
yes.
you as a massive fanboy who's never grown up, give us your rundown of how you think England did.
I mean, the first half against Italy was shite.
Hang on, start. at the Lithuania game.
Oh, we're talking about Lithuania.
Yeah.
Lith.
We came out all guns blazing, didn't we, in the first like 10 or 15 minutes. You didn't watch it, did you?
I don't watch it.
Right, we came out all guns blazing.
I watched Lithuania.
Rooney was absolutely on fire.
I must admit,
seriously.
He did look pretty good.
He wanted every single ball. He hit the post in the first like 5 minutes. Cushioned a beautiful header.
Yeah.
Like lobbed the keeper with a header.
That was pure skill.
It was pure skill.
Yeah, it was really good, that.
And then he just capitalised on a little ricochet.
Yeah.
I can't remember who fed the shot in now. Was it Sterling?
It might have been Sterling, yeah. Oh, was it?
And it just kind of ricocheted off the keeper. And he was just there to nod in.
Right.
Really good start. Should have probably been about 3-0 up at half time.
Yeah.
And then it kind of fizzles out, but then...
I watched the last 15 minutes of the first half and it was fucking dreadful.
Yeah, yeah, it fizzled out.
Welbeck scored. It was an own goal.
Yeah.
But,
It was an OG.
It was an OG.
And they can't give him that, I swear down.
No, it's
but
gotta be an OG,
it was just... It was like watching any England game I've seen in the past 5 years. It's plodding, slow, unimaginative.
Welbeck's really frustrating to watch because he is a fantastic finisher of the ball. He's a great goal scoring, but his passing ability is pretty fucking garbage.
Yeah.
And it is.
For that level, at an international level, it's...
But how can you be that high up as a player and not be able to pass the ball? I don't get it. Well, it is. It just seems a bit weird to me. But then, obviously, the second half came on and we were kind of just rolling with the game. Just going
it were
with
over,
the
though, wasn't it? It kind of was over. That second half was just...
Obviously, everybody wanted to see Harry Kane start the game.
Yeah.
And he came on and scored immediately. Yeah. And it just made Roy look a little bit shit. But then against Italy, apparently they were all pumped for the game, all psyched. And Rooney said after the game that it did not go to plan in the first half. They were awful.
They were terrible.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah, I didn't watch the second
half. To be fair, because of the setup that Roy had put out, obviously, like you said, it was like a back four.
Well, they were
two wing backs, but two protecting the back four as well.
Yeah, because he had like Jones, didn't he, playing in that sort of holding role. And it's like, they were saying on, I can't remember, it might have been talks, but I was listening to, and they were saying, why he doesn't play there? He hasn't played there. He's played there once maybe all season. And they're like, he just doesn't know what's... He's not a good enough player.
They all
he's not
see
a good
him as
enough
that
enough
versatility
role.
Player, though.
Yeah. Don't? It's like... he was saying it now. Ray Parler was saying...
Oh, why Parler?
He was saying... What the fuck
does Ray Parler know?
Well, he was obviously like saying he was a young lad. He's still quite young and he's still learning where he plays best. And he says for Man U, he's not played the same position.
I think they said, from what I heard and what I've read and stuff, they said that Phil Jones should never, ever, ever play in the midfield for England ever again.
Well, he doesn't really pass the ball. He can pass it, but I mean, he's not really one of those that's going to like break up play and feed it into like an attack, is he? He's not that kind of a player. Doesn't see. And they were saying once Carrick came on,
it says it all about the fucking England team when he comes on and he's the best player on pitch.
He ran the game.
It's fucking dreadful.
The first half was terrible. It
was
absolutely terrible.
And this might be because he plays with Rooney and people like that, but he looks for that through ball, and he's always just sat there, and he just sits, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's what we need.
So
it's just what we need.
So
just feeds the ball
30-odd-year-old to rely on. It's perfect.
Just to sit. With the setup, they deserve their 1-0 lead at half-time.
Yeah, they were much better.
But then second half, we literally changed the game. Came out like we did against Lithuania in the first half.
All right, so we played attacking football.
Yeah, yeah. And then literally we should have won about 3-1.
Amazing.
And obviously after the game, because we got away with our asses in the first half, they were like, do you think it's a fair result? And Roy went, well, yeah, but then we came out with that second half performance.
Italy could have had
another one. And we maybe deserved to win it. Yeah,
they could have had.
They kept breaking.
Yeah, they were cutting our defence up in the first half.
They did.
Peeling as a player.
They could see Townsend score.
You ride your luck. Good goal as well. Mm. Really good goal.
Good for England.
Yeah, he don't probably get enough chance at Spurs, but then that's his own fault, maybe. I don't know. I don't know who he's up against, really.
See, I think there's a lot of players. I think that you can say about a lot of the players in our first team. They're all a little bit...
Well, it was the Tottenham show at the end of the game.
Did Rooney play midfield?
No, he was up front.
In the first half,
he played a beauty pass.
Because they were saying that, like, that Walcott was playing like off.
Yeah,
Kane.
Oh no! Sorry, yes, he was. Rooney was just in behind.
Did he move back? Didn't they move
him
back?
Was.
Didn't he started up front, didn't he, with Kane? I think.
No, Walcott did.
Mm. Oh, did he?
Unless they were playing as a front three, maybe.
I don't understand. You've got a man who is a striker and is one of the best players in the world at being a striker. He's got 47 goals. No other country, they won't fucking take Aguero. Argentina won't take Aguero and say, you go play midfield, lad. Why would we do it with our best striker? Yeah. Why? It makes no sense other than the fact that our midfield is shit.
Our midfield is pretty poor. To say we've been so blessed with midfield quality, you know, over, you know, Gerrard, Lampard, Beckham,
fucking Gerrard,
Scholes,
Lampard.
But then it's now who's gonna come through?
We won't have another generation.
Who's take the ball by the horns and take control of it?
But well, it's time for Henderson to do it, and that Mason. It's you know. It's,
well, yeah,
it's
just, Mason was on. Obviously, Townsend was on. Kyle Walker was on. Harry Kane was on.
It's the Tottenham.
And
Tottenham
it was the Tottenham show.
See,
yeah,
Chamberlain's... when I've seen Chamberlain play for England, he looked pretty good, but he's going to be one of these that gets injured all the
time.
Neville.
Sick note.
Bring Neville out of retirement.
Neville Chamberlain. I think he meant the Ox.
All right.
The Ox. Yeah, he's sick note like Walcott.
Yeah, the only problem with England is no one excites me when you watch them play. Not one player. I'm not that's not maybe not a player issue, but it might be a tactical issue. But the way they play
wants,
the
wants
game,
to be excited.
Just
can we
well,
have,
do? It's internationally. You want to get behind your team. It's like, oh,
can we have a quick word on Sterling?
If you want,
just a quick word.
Yeah, do it. Let's do it.
Well, he's come out, hasn't he, and said, "Yeah, I think was
he's
it the
not a money grabber?
Was it the Sun or was it the BBC? Got an interview with him.
BBC,
didn't they?
It was. Yeah,
and they got an exclusive.
It
interview.
Was breaking news on the sports bit.
And he basically said, "I don't want to be seen as a money grabber.
That you are,
but at the end of the day, they say he's turned down $100,000. He's turned it down. Now,
it's
right,
not worth it.
I saw the news, so I caught the VT and." Basically, what they do is that they string it out, and then right at the end of the news segment, they showed him saying, "You know, Gerrard's left or he's leaving. Suarez has left. Sturridge is always injured. And if you'd have said at the end of last season when we came second, do you want a new contract?" He said, "I'd have signed it immediately, but now things are changing, and change is happening. He just wants to keep his options open," and that was the whole story. But if you blinked, you'd have missed that little segment there.
Yeah.
So all the fans, all the Liverpool fans now could proper turn on him, couldn't they?
Yeah.
And I think they've just reported it wrong. I think they should have said, look, he obviously he's keeping his options open
to be
because
fair,
he
though,
doesn't know where it's going.
Sterling, he had that one good season when that's it. This season has not been that good.
No,
you look at his stats for this season, they're very average.
Oh, do you remember when obviously
he's
Suarez
a young player,
left,
though, isn't
he? Sturridge was out.
He's a young player, but he didn't deserve
$100,000
on his own.
A week,
he was missing chance after chance.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
What's that?
It's the fact that they can afford to pay him it, and the fact it'll stop him going anywhere else.
Yeah, but is he ever going to be?
If his contract's up at the end of the season, he can go for nothing.
Yeah, they've got to.
That's the point.
Oh yeah. I get that. But is he worth as a player? I mean, this is a true fact for a lot of the players. Is it everything all inflated in the Premiership? I don't think the quality is that good enough to what they get paid.
On the news,
for me personally,
they were saying that
you're only worth what someone's going to pay for you.
Well,
that's the point. And because of Sky and all the money that's
well, that's it. I mean, it's all over inflated. But I mean,
it'll be his agent, won't it? It'll be his agent.
Yeah.
Everyone wants,
but then they say,
"I want to pay him $100,000 a week. Pay it."
They were saying Harry Kane's just signed a contract worth $45,000 a week, but yet Rooney is on a reported fee of like $250,000 a week.
Yeah. Rooney's one of the best players in the world,
absolutely.
Yeah,
but obviously,
still not worth it.
Sterling needs to look at Kane and say, "Right, well, he's had one good season, like me."
Yeah, that's they're in the same boat.
But then their agents won't.
Yeah,
I remember years ago when Rio was going to sign a new contract with Man U. And everybody was saying, "Oh, he's going because he won't sign it. And it took Rio in the end to come out and say, "I want to sign a contract, but my agent is messing about." And it turned out it was his cousin who was his agent, trying to get as much money as he possibly could out of Man United. And it took Rio to turn around and go against his agent.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wanted to stay. He did not want to leave. And that's the way it goes sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it does.
Agents kind of rule it, because if they get a 10% payout and they sign like a $4 million contract, it's $400,000 in your pocket, isn't it? So
that's exactly it.
Okay, cool guys, well done. Let's hope I just continue on this form. I'm in good form this time.
No, let's hope you get nothing.
Yeah.
Doodly-doo.
And me and Tim get 20 points each, which is an impossibility. But
what's the max you can get?
30.
Easy.
Get every single.
I'll be getting
none of us. None of us have got even half marks.
I think I got 14, didn't I?
Got 14
the other week.
A couple of times.
I think 9's the highest I've got.
Yeah.
I think I've hit double figures once.
Yeah, I think you have.
Maybe twice. I was running away with it till fucking Christmas. Christmas is just gimped.
Are you last now?
No, I'm still ahead of you.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you're not that far away from me or Rob, I don't think.
It's tight.
But you missed 2 weeks.
That's how so we
you've
like
done
it.
Probably quite well.
Yeah, yeah.
If you hadn't missed 2 weeks, you'd probably be winning.
Yeah, probably.
Although I don't think we scored many in those 2 weeks. I think I got two.
You got a grand total of 6, and I got 8.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not that much, really, is it?
We should have been.
I had totting it up now till the end of the season.
Yeah, do
but
it.
I've got a feeling that you've won it already, Rob.
Woohoo! All right.
Christmas was just a fucking
disaster. It's not that long to go, is there? So how many weeks is there left now?
Eight games?
I think there's about 8. Yeah, I think there's 8, yeah. Sweet. Anyway, watch this space.
Yeah, man.
Cool, man.
Cheers, boys.
Toodles.
Hello.
The Three Cuckoos Podcast.
You are here. You have downloaded us. Thank you very, very much.
That's an enormous moth. Final cut of the podcast. We'll leave it to the deaf member of
the
group.
Deaf member of the group, yeah.
How the hell do you masturbate with a hook?
Kissy fur was pretty good gummy bears.
Kissy. Whoa, hang on. Kissy fur.
Turn your fleece into a trendy gilet.
Hello, pets, and welcome to this week's how-to.
Thank you for the follow, Baratheon.
What? If I could turn back time.
Thankings.
Hiya.
I'm coming.
Some cheese.
And a pickle.
Cheese and fine wine.
Oh, it's the Three Cuckoos Podcast.
That's it for this week's Lucky News.
The worst podcast item ever.
Tune in, iTunes, Stitcher, download us, subscribe us,
yeah.
Stream us.
Visit our blog, because I do that.
Yeah, and get us at Three Cuckoos.
That would be a show.
Which is a bit of a shorter one this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to be in bed early tonight.
Get your beauty sleep.
So hopefully, next week, anyway, news.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
News. We try to work out the logistics of the entire thing. We've had discussions today. Hopefully, in the near future, we'll be starting a new podcast. Alongside this one, a football one.
For the football lovers.
Yeah, so we'll probably we'll take Premier League predictions out of this one and put it into a new one. And also, we're going to start doing it live.
Live.
On Mixlr. Maybe starting next week.
So you can interact with our sexy asses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll tweet all that shit out there and let people know.
Yeah, that's right.
Is this live thing going to work when we go on tour to Tim's house?
Yeah, why not?
To Tim's... To where
still
the help
got internet connection
where the help yeah. live.
You only need internet.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as the help part on it.
When are we going?
As long as the help part.
We can't actually go. My mum and dad have gone, but the
as long as the help part on Skype to yeah. Taiwan, where they come from.
I think it's Taiwan.
Be all right, like deep Mexico.
In the jungle.
What's the story on the tour?
They're having a lot of work done, sort of plastering and stuff. So we can't do it. Can't go around.
So we're not going on tour then.
Well, it depends when they get it done, because mum and dad are away for around 6 weeks, I think.
Fucking 6 weeks.
They usually go for a few months at this time of year.
Fucking hell.
And he's got
so I've just been tweeting with the High Tea cast.
Yeah.
What do they want?
They did some the other week. Well, it was on this week's their show this week. It was called What's In My Mouth. So they blindfolded each other and fed them 5 things.
Oh, Jesus, that was funny.
So we're going to do that 1 week instead of the quiz.
God.
And I'll feed you 2 5 things each.
It'll be erotic.
See how many you can guess.
It'll be erotic.
It won't, because it'll be me feeding you.
Are you going to leave your finger in, won't we?
Yeah, yeah. I won't put it on my finger.
God, I can't wait.
I'm not tasting the dog either.
Is that Dick?
Is that Dick?
I'm not having a fucking Yorkshire Terrier on my
tongue. Don't worry. It'll all be food and drink that you can actually...
All right. But, and I drive here and back, remember that,
yeah,
please.
Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. Ethanol, great.
I won't poison you. I'll do that 1 week. That'll be a laugh.
Yeah, cool.
We could record that as well.
I eat nothing living.
We could record that as well and put it on YouTube.
We'll do it, yeah. Okay, cool. Right, sweet boys. Well, thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please.
Good night.
Let us know what you think. Go iTunes, leave us a review. That'd be nice.
Oh, that'd be wicked,
More reviews.
We love the reviews.
More reviews. More reviews, the better. See you next week.
Yeah, see you, boys.
Toodle pips.
Bye.
Three Cuckoos Podcast. Three Cuckoos Podcast. Three Cuckoos Podcast. It's a big, fat Yorkshire podcast.
There's someone in the flat.
Shit.
And then the bedroom door opened.
Shit.
And someone walked in.
Shit.
And then walked out again. It was this bloke, right?
What?
I told you you'd flip.